You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The important work of ministering to migrants and refugees was at the heart of Pope Francis's address on Saturday to members of the European Confederation and World Union of Jesuit Alumni and Alumnae. The Jesuit group had been participating in a September 14th to the 16th conference in Rome entitled Global Migration and Refugee Crisis: Time to Contemplate and Act. In the face of tens of thousands of persons forcibly displaced worldwide, Pope Francis stressed that it is important to move beyond these statistics and realize that migrants and refugees are no different from our own family members and friends.
Ognuno di loro ha un nome, un volto e una storia.
Each of them has a name, a face, and a story, the Holy Father said, and a right to live in peace and to aspire to a better future for their sons and daughters. The Pope challenged those present to be guided by a Jesuit founder, St. Ignatius of Loyola, in addressing the challenges which refugees face.
In questo frangente della storia c'è un grande bisogno di persone che ascoltino il grido dei poveri.
At this place in time in history, there is great need for men and women who hear the cry of the poor and respond with mercy and generosity. The Holy Father said responses to the refugee crisis should be through acts of mercy that promote their integration into the European context and beyond.
Ricordate che l'autentica ospitalità è un profondo valore evangelico.
The Pope said to remember that authentic hospitality is a profound gospel value that nurtures love and is our greatest security against hateful acts of terrorism. Jesuits also have the important role of providing education for refugee children, many of whom grow up without access to schools, Pope Francis said. By helping to transform this educational reality, he said, we can build a stronger Europe and a brighter future for refugees. Finally, the Holy Father urged those present to transform their communities into places of welcome, where all God's children have the opportunity not simply to survive, but to grow, flourish, and bear fruit. I'm Anne Schneibel.